While Ireland contends with the growing threat of the coronavirus, it's a different story in what was once the epicentre of the outbreak. COVID-19 was first recorded in the Chinese city of Wuhan, and its 11 million residents have been on lockdown since January as part of efforts to contain it. And those efforts appear to be working because yesterday, for the first time, no new cases of COVID-19 were recorded in Wuhan. Ennis man Liam Griffey is teaching English in Wuhan, and he's been telling Gavin Grace that while his life isn't quite back to normal just yet, the news of this landmark development is being warmly welcomed.
It is going down very, very well. It's in all the Chinese newspapers. It's very big news that there's zero new cases. The cases that they're dealing with now here are, we'd say, imported cases who are Chinese people returning who have been living in other countries. There were 37 of those, I think, overall or recently. How is life in Wuhan? Basically, is still the same. The lockdown has been loosened a little bit where we have to get these medical codes through online applications. It doesn't apply to me. I'm a foreigner. The code hasn't been the application hasn't been set up or adjusted to accept foreign passports.
Okay, so you're still under lockdown then?
I can still just move around within the confines of my community. And outside of Hubei province, and even within Hubei province, lots of cities are starting to slowly return back to normal. Students have been telling me that their towns and cities, some of them are open for business, shops, restaurants, everything is open. Some of them are just allowed to go outside, no shops, no restaurants, just slowly allowing people to get back to venturing out beyond the confines of their communities.
And living as you are in the epicentre, is Wuhan slower to go on that road because you've had such acute problems there?
Well, the thing is, up until, I think there has been 2 days where there have been zero cases found in Wuhan. And between those 2 days, there were maybe like little pockets of like 3 or 4 people found within homes or within communities.
Sure.
So every time they find a new case or a new pocket of cases, it just puts us back a day or two again. Because they want there to be zero new cases for about 14 days and then they'll start to let people out again.
So how do you feel then? I mean, the end is somewhat nigh, the end of this period, I mean. But still, who knows exactly how long until things revert to how they should be?
Exactly. I'm feeling very hopeful. The weather here at the moment is actually beautiful. It's Ireland summer, it's 25 degrees, sun shining. I should say, it's a very good day in Ireland for the summer.
I was thinking, yeah, it's a great summer, yeah.
my mother was just telling me the other day, that, like, Liam, it's going to be very warm, it's going to be 15 degrees. And I was like, geez, man, it's 15 degrees here and it's 11 o'clock at night. But it's kind of, everything is positive at the moment. So the government, they even released new guidelines on wearing masks. So for the whole of the last, we say, 55, 56 days, it has been a blanket across the board. Everybody needs to wear a mask when they are outside.
Sure.
Today or yesterday, see, I'm getting the English version, so it might be yesterday when they're released. But today I saw a newspaper report saying the new regulations about wearing masks. So they have stripped it all back now. We don't have to wear masks, even in Wuhan. We don't have to wear masks when we go outside, unless we are going. So this doesn't really apply to Wuhan. But the only time they want you to wear masks now is when you're in contact with or around people who you suspect may have been infected or who are infected, and also if you are in a crowded place, okay, so a subway station, the football match, places like that. But this is just another major step forward that, you know, basically people don't have to wear masks once they leave their home.
Sure. And has this been quicker to improve than you had anticipated? Or has this always been, you know, kind of middle of March, end of March? Is that what you always thought? Or is that what the authorities always thought when things would improve?
Well, there has been a couple of experts who have said that they expected China to be back to normal, outside of Wuhan, to be back to normal by sometime in April, and then Wuhan would be a couple of weeks later. So is it earlier? Maybe a little earlier.
But only a touch. It's in line, in line with expectations. Why have things improved? What are the big lessons from your experience that the people listening to this program can learn?
Well, from what I've seen is that things have improved because people have followed the guidelines. Now, the guidelines were, you know, stay at home. Basically, if you're going outside, wear a mask. For the West, they're not telling people to wear a mask unless you're sick. Mm. So I'm not going to go against that. But we all had to wear masks, wash our hands frequently, and just basically avoid people and avoid crowds as much as possible.
That's exactly what we're being told here. As you're probably aware, I'm sure you're following the situation in Ireland.
I am. I stayed up on St. Patrick's night to hear what Leo had to say to the country.
Really?
And I was very surprised that it was Leo. Because it's so different now, because in February, it was people in Ireland were worrying about me, asking how I was. Now the shoe is completely on the other foot. Mm. It's strange because a lot of people here, you can almost hear a collective sigh of relief that, okay, it's coming to an end. But the worst part for me now is because it's in Ireland that, you know, there are people, I'm sure I'm going to know people that get sick.
It's the way things are looking in terms of the numbers. We're talking about 15,000 cases here. By the end of the month, we'll all know somebody in that cohort, you know.
Exactly.
That's just the laws of averages. That's not, you know, you're not being fatalistic in what you're predicting.
No. It's just the law of averages that, you know, we all know, you know, we've all been to school, we've all been through the primary and secondary education system, tertiary education system, some of us as well. So we know hundreds of people, and in the laws of averages, we're bound to know one out of all those hundreds of people that will get infected.
But to go back to what you said, the social distancing, the hand washing, it is that simple. And I mean, we were looking at over here of reports of hospitals being built in a fortnight in Wuhan, for example, if not even quicker, to temporarily deal with this situation. That's not going to happen here. We've got questions about how our health services will cope, and I think those questions still remain, and I think they will be tested significantly in the time to come. But for you, that personal responsibility line is the most important one.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It sounds strange. You're going to get so bored. But don't visit. Don't call around to your friends. You know, use Skype or Facebook calls or WhatsApp or any of the messengers if you want to keep in contact with people. Mm. But it's just a matter of staying at home and, you know, like, read a book, learn a language, learn to cook, get fit, do something, but just try and stay at home as much as you can. And I know people have to go to work, but you still don't have to sit on top of each other in the lunch area, or, you know, even eat your lunch in your car.
Okay. Has that isolated? How long have you been in lockdown now?
56-57 days.
It's a long time.
It is a long time. It is. It's one of those things that just kind of, I don't seem to remember life before this. Like,
and can I ask, you told us the last time that people were following these regulations. But is that because, and we have impressions of Chinese society, so correct me if I'm wrong, is that because you have to follow the restrictions, because if you don't, you'll get in a lot of trouble? Or was it a voluntary choice?
This time, it went from a voluntary choice to being enforced because it was just too serious. you had people that were, you know, they just weren't following it at all. They were kind of doing whatever they wanted to. Because the impression of Chinese society that we have in the West, it's kind of half right, because serious things are seriously enforced. But things that aren't serious, you know, like jaywalking or, I don't know, just minor laws, they're kind of, they're much more lax and lenient about those. And sometimes it's kind of shocking. Things that we would think are, you know, would be hardcore enforced wouldn't be over here.
Really quickly, based on your experience and what you've been through, how do you feel about Ireland's chances in the time to come? Can we, I mean, one thing I've been really impressed with here is that the strong community spirit that has come about, people trying to help others who might be isolated and all that sort of stuff. Are you optimistic that we can do what we have to do, that we have to make the tough sacrifices that you've had to make and are making?
Well, oh yeah, definitely. There's no reason that anybody can't do what I've done. It's just a matter of staying at home. And of course, if there are older or infirmed people, to make sure that they're taken care of. Just a phone call to find out do they need some shopping or anything. And just, you know, you don't have to hand it to them. You can leave it on the doorstep and go away or look from the gate. But just make sure that people are taken care of. It's, as you said, it's just a return to the basic community spirit that has always been in Ireland. It may be forgotten about sometimes when we start getting caught up in a rat race. But, you know, when things get serious, we can definitely all come together and do this. It's just a matter of, you know, thinking and looking out the door and thinking, I wonder if somebody in that house, or I wonder how, you know, this auntie that I don't really talk to anymore is. It's a great excuse to reconnect with people as well, because everybody's at home and a lot of people will have a lot of time on their hands.
And that was Ennis man Liam Griffey. He's living in Wuhan in China in lockdown for the past 57 days. He was telling Gavin there. A great insight into life in Wuhan, of course, which was the epicentre, is the epicentre of the coronavirus outbreak.